Well, given that so many chemicals were grandfathered into use and not tested for safety at a federal level, some states are taking on the job of protecting consumers themselves. One of the leaders is California, which has just set up the Safe Cosmetics Program product database, allowing the public to go online and check if such products as makeup contain potentially dangerous ingredients. This website arrives at a timely moment for Youth Radio's Joy Morgan. Like many women, buying and wearing the latest cosmetics is almost a ritual for her. But she has started to wonder exactly what is in those colorful glosses and bright pink lipsticks she paints on her mouth. Here's Joy.
One thing I know for sure, my friends and I count on the perfect lip gloss to set off our looks, whether we're heading to class or a night out. Right now, I'm totally into bubblegum pink. But I was surprised to learn what's in these tubes. Polybutin-titanium dioxide?
I've never read the labels, the fine print.
I don't know how to say that.
I didn't know there was instructions on that.
Mica retinis communis? Oh, I know that one. That's castor oil.
Yeah, it definitely matters. I mean, it's on your mouth, so you're automatically going to be putting that in your mouth, and ultimately it's going to affect you.
Teenage girls spend nearly $14 a month on cosmetics, more than even their 18 to 24-year-old peers, according to a recent Youth Beauty Market report. That's one reason why researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, collected popular lip products from a youth group in Oakland. Dr. Catherine Hammond, an environmental health scientist, tested the lipsticks and glosses.
We were looking at 8 metals, and what we particularly found were that cadmium, chromium, manganese, and aluminum were present at levels that could actually rise to the level of some concern.
Consumer advocacy groups and the Food and Drug Administration, the agency that regulates makeup, have both found lead in cosmetics, but disagree about whether the concentrations are harmful or not.
So the fact that these metals were there doesn't surprise me. I had some suspicion that they might be. On the other hand, that they actually reach the levels where we might be concerned, that did somewhat surprise me.
The Personal Care Products Council stands by the safety of their products. But as a teenager who wears a lot of makeup, how much metal am I actually exposing myself to?
On average, maybe a person uses it 2 to 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. You know, average is just an average of many numbers, but nobody's average, right?
Right. It's just, I have a feeling I'm way beyond average. When it comes to maintaining my look, it takes more than 2 to 3 touch-ups. I wanted to be sure, so I walked around with a bulky recorder and mic around my neck, looking like a dork for a couple of days, capturing every time I put on my lip gloss.
Testing, 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 testing.
I was sitting on the couch in my living room, getting ready to walk out the door in the morning, when I applied a pretty pink punch shade for the first time.
What you know about me? What you know?
My lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool.
Okay, so I'm on board right now, and I just had some cookies, so that caused me to reapply my lip gloss. This is reapply number 3, but it's 11:45.
It's before noon, and I've already hit the average.
Okay, it is 4:10. I just had some ice cream from Rite Aid, so I have to reapply again.
I reached 11 lipstick touch-ups by the end of that Friday night, and on Saturday when I kept track again, I reapplied 20 times, which is the norm for a night out with my girls. But these two ladies at the hair shop across the street from my office, Rashida and Gracie, stomped my average.
How often would you say you apply your lip gloss?
On a good day where I think I'm looking real good, I'll say maybe every hour.
Because my profession calls me to talk so much. I'm a mother and I talk so much and I eat. So I probably apply my lip gloss every 30 minutes, seems like.
I guess kids aren't the only heavy users. How much is too much? I asked the Food and Drug Administration spokesperson on cosmetics, Tamara Ward.
One of the things that we like to make sure consumers know is, unlike drugs, cosmetic products do not receive pre-market approval. The manufacturer is responsible for making sure that their product is safe, and we will step in when we know that there is an issue with a cosmetic product.
Seems like the only directions on the side of my lip gloss are apply as needed.
Well, the label is saying as needed.
Mm-hmm.
So as needed is vague, but it is the choice of the consumer.
I get that as my choice, Well, at least now, in California, the Department of Public Health has set up a website to actually tell us what's in our lipstick and shampoo. So maybe I'll take that information to the cosmetic aisle the next time I'm looking for a new shade of Baby Doll Pink Lip Gloss to match the bronzy gold around my eyes.
Show me your lip gloss.
For Living on Earth, I'm Joy Morgan in Oakland.
Joy reports for Youth Radio. Ike's Riskanda Raja produced our story.
Revlon, origin. The Mac, the cover girl. Revlon, origin. Use this COVID-19 for your lip.